When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Give Them La La podcast. I'm fresh out of Vegas.
What up, though?
I actually, can I tell you, every time, so everyone knows I don't drink, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I stay out past a certain point, I know the next day I'm going to feel hungover.
Yeah, even like, if you don't drink.
Even though I don't drink.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's an interaction hangover, which we've spoken about before. It's a real thing. I get that. I'm sure a lot of you guys get that as well. But it's like when I see the clock hit midnight, I go into full panic.
Wait, so tell us all about Vegas, because I haven't heard. Okay, you stayed out late.
Vegas was lit.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
Why did you go again?
We went because Lisa opened another restaurant at the Paris. Okay. So she has one at Caesars, which is Vanderpump Garden. This one is at the Paris, and I'm going to botch it. It's Vanderpump. I think it's like Vanderpump à Paris. I think I'm at a croissant.
Vanderpump à Paris.
We'll just call it Vanderpump Paris.
Okay, Vanderpump Paris.
It was gorgeous. Lisa, this queen bitch, walks in with two fine looking men and giant poodles.
Stop. She made an entrance?
Of course. She always does. And I was, you know how uninspired I get by like just clothing.
Yeah.
Like I like my sweatpants. I like oversized everything in sneakers. Like it's a lot to fucking pack. So I like packed all this shit. Katie then sends me what she's going to wear, and she looks very Parisian. So I went back to the drawing board, and I had like this really cute dress that I've never worn, which, by the way, I had it tailored to my body. Then I got pregnant, and then I was like, I'm never going to fit in it again. Like, I can never wear it. Well, thanks to stress and me dropping a billion pounds, fit like a glove.
Did it?
Yes.
See, and I'm like, but that's great though, because you've been nervous. You've been like, I lost too much weight. But if it fit like a glove, maybe you're getting back to...
Maybe.
I don't know. It looked amazing, and it gave me Alice in Wonderland vibes.
Okay, a few people said that.
Yeah, which, I mean, you have to, that's great.
It's, yeah, like I felt Parisian.
Yeah, you looked it. And that purse, where was that purse from?
The pink. Purse, that was my, so the purse is my great grandmother's.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And it's in excellent condition.
Yeah. Is it a certain brand or is it just?
No, it's just like this hand beaded, so cute and chic. I got a lot of them from my grandmother.
Oh, that's
passed
so
down
cool
to me. No, it was so cute. And then we just like went out and about. So we flew in. The event was on a Thursday. Katie and I left Wednesday morning and got back Friday morning. And we just like lived our best life. Like Katie and I are in a relationship. I don't care what she says. If she denies it, don't listen to her. We are full on together.
Love that. Good for you two.
And I'm just like so proud of the both of us. We were like mingling, ooh, giving the eye, ooh. And then we go to a bar and there is something on the television that's playing.
Okay.
I won't say what it is. And there was a fine looking man and Katie, Tequila Katie.
Yeah.
was like, you're gonna fucking slide in his DM right now. You're gonna fucking do it. And I was like, no, I'm scared. I was like, I cannot be this bitch who slides into DMs.
Why?
Like, because.
That's how you meet people these days. You're not on dating apps. And I know you're not looking to meet anyone, but it's fun.
All right. Well, I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
I haven't heard this, you guys. This is an exclusive to me.
I did it. The DM is my... See, that's the thing. The DM is my...
Safe space.
Well, I don't know if it's a safe space, but it's like, okay, I've done this now like a handful of times, mm-hmm. right? And we got a response.
Okay.
And we've been bumping gums with each other, and he's cute, and whatever.
Can you tease what... So we know you saw him on the TV. This could be anything, you guys. This could be like
I know,
reality star. This could be like news anchor. You're not going to tell us? Not going to give us any hints?
No, because he's like a really well-known person. And I just don't even want to go there. I'm sure, like, I know for a fact he's not listening to the Give Them Lala podcast. But let's just say he did. I would crawl in a hole.
Right. So if you were in Vegas and out, and happen to see Katie and Lala and we're at the same place and remember what was on the TV, then you'll have a clue.
Then you'll have a clue.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is where I'm struggle bus, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm completely content having conversations with people. Mm-hmm. But like, I was in Vegas, right? I had my own room. Mm-hmm. I was away from like the hubbub of just my everyday life. I don't, like, for me, it's like, you could bring a guy back to your room, mm-hmm. or you could go back alone and do a face mask and watch Friends. And the latter sounds way more fun to me.
Yeah.
I don't want it right now.
So then that's what you do.
You know?
That's what you do.
Simple text messages, FaceTime calls, phone calls. Maybe we can meet up. Okay? Yeah. I don't want a man in my bed. And I don't want to be in a man's bed.
Well, there you go. And also, this is like the new age, quote unquote, dating. And I know a lot of people are going to hate that I say that. But it is heavy conversation first. It's the talking stage. And just because you're not on dating apps doesn't mean it can't happen.
Well,
it's through DMs.
Right. But I watched this thing about dating apps.
Okay.
And people have been like murdered and assaulted. And I'm like,
I'm not laughing, obviously, at that terrible thing. I'm laughing at, like, the fact that I thought it was going to be positive, and then it took a really dark turn.
I sometimes laugh when I get nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I laugh when I get nervous constantly.
And I start playing with my fingers and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
No, so I watched that, and I've learned that, like, these dating apps, they're not held responsible if they let someone on the site who, like, could be a serial killer.
Oh.
And that freaks me out. Not that the DMs are, like, any safer. You could still meet someone sketch.
Right. But you could really, really go. You could find out a lot. I mean.
I want to know, anyone who's listening, if you met someone on a dating app and you guys are, like, happy and healthy. Maybe you're married now and have children. If you met in the DMs. Like, I want to know your story, and I want to share them on the podcast because I know that this is a topic we venture into often because I'm in brand new waters and I have been single for half of a year. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, like, I want to know your stories. Were you single for a long time and you were like, ugh, the dick, gross. That's not me gagging on a dick. That's me gagging at the thought of one near me.
I'm not gagging on you. I'm gagging because of you.
Right. Like, but can I tell you, it was just the best time ever in
Vegas. Okay, really quick, because I want to go back to this. That would be super fun if you're going to Lala's tour, the Give Them Lala tour.
Yeah.
And you have that story about, hey, I met my partner. He or she is here with me. Look it. We met on a dating app.
Yes.
Because she's doing a Q&A segment. And, like, you can work a question into that.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I do interviews about the tour, and they're like, what is it going to be about? And I'm like, me. Well, we go wherever the wind takes us. There's no format.
Like,
you try to have a format, but then I feel like I'm going to get nervous if there's like bullet points of like, okay, now it's this segment. Okay, now it's that segment. Like, I just want to, I want to feel like I'm hanging out with my friends.
Exactly. Your people. I love that. And that's why it's going to be so much fun. And it's coming up any day now.
Okay, I have to tell one story about Ariana.
I was going to say back to Vegas because we still haven't gotten like all the details yet.
So we, one day, Thursday before the event, we decided, I was like, we're going to Tao Beach. Okay.
Fun.
It's like a day, like a pool day vibe. And my, I've always been able, not always. Well, yeah, always. Always get a table, always have like a cabana or whatever. You know, that like
quintessential Vegas high roller style.
Right. Even, but even back in the day, it was like you go to someone else's table or whatever, you drink their bar surface. It's awesome. But I was like, this time I want a cabana and I don't want anybody in it but us. You know, because when you go to nightclubs and stuff, there's tables and it's like, but I just feel like I'm in the club still.
Yes.
Because there's so many people in here.
Yes.
This was awesome. And I was like, I'm going to fill it with all the men in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't like any of these men.
I saw your Instagram story and then it quickly cut to like
Ariana.
Ariana instead.
I was like, I decided to fill it with Ariana instead. Okay, so it was me, Katie, Ariana. Like, we talked to dudes, whatever, but I was like, I don't think you're allowed in my cabana. And so Ariana is such a vibe, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that we've gotten back to a place that we once were in, right? Ariana has always been a vibe. Love that bitch. By the way, I did post the videos and the picture from the time that I talked about.
Yes, you did.
Fun stuff. Okay, so they're drinking, blah, blah, blah. We're having the best time ever. This girl rolls up on us. Oh, no. She's got an accent, and she, like, sits in the cabana, and we're like, hi, like, thinking she's a fan, right? No, she's not a fan. She says, do you guys have any Coke?
And not Coca-Cola.
You know how I feel about cocaine, all right? I have a visceral reaction to it. I'm like, I just, like, even someone talking about it, I'm like, gross. You're not my people. Get the fuck away from me. Like, no, I don't have cocaine for you.
Yeah.
You fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You loser.
Yeah.
You're walking around Tao Beach, walking up to random people asking if they have Coke for you.
Oh. That is.
You slime.
Yeah.
So can I tell you what I did?
What? Tell.
Because I only drink Coke right now. Like, that's my Buck Wild drink.
Yeah.
And I have like this huge pitcher and I go, yeah, I have a whole pitcher. You can have as much as you want.
What did she say?
She didn't think I was funny. She left. And I was like,
yeah. She didn't laugh?
Yeah.
She.
Yeah.
That was a moment to laugh and she just moved on. She was serious about not getting Coca-Cola.
All right. So I've never done that ever in my life. I have no desire. Sometimes when people ask me about that and I display my reaction and my distaste, they're like, did you have a bad trip? And I'm like, no.
No, I didn't.
Childhood, did you have a bad something with that? And I'm like, no. No, I didn't.
These are the moments I wish we had video because your face right now when she's like, no. No.
No, I didn't.
One day.
I just think that it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I've never met anyone who's like, once I discovered cocaine, my life got so great.
Right.
Like, no, I'm watching you and you're a fucking loser.
Right. Like, you never wanted to try it. You never did it. And you thank God every day.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever saw it. I was in high school and I went to this house party and these people were doing whatever you fucking do with it.
Yeah.
And I was just so disgusted about like the snorting in the nose. I'm like, you guys, and those people are losers.
Yeah.
They're still fucking losers.
Yeah.
Right now, today.
And it's so uncomfortable when you can tell someone's on cocaine. It's really, you look at them and their jaw is moving and their pupils are huge and they're talking a million miles an hour to you.
And they're like looking through you.
Yeah. Almost. They're almost like talking to themselves. And you want to, like, I've wanted to excuse myself, but I'm so scared that they'll get angry or something. And I don't know what they'll do.
They're so hyped up.
Yeah. So I just like sit there and listen and they start to sweat. And I'm like, get me out of here. And I don't hang around in shady places, but like,
it doesn't even have to be. It doesn't. Shady.
Yeah. Wait, but did Ariana say something? Because you were like, I have a story about Ariana.
So she's just a fucking vibe, right? Like, yeah. I love her. Her body looked banging. She was so chic. Her hair was like down and flawless. Mm-hmm. And she was like, so we were on the couch and she was sitting. She was in the middle of me and the girl, but she was kind of like, you know, laid out on one arm, mm-hmm. like towards me. She's like, no, no, sorry, babe. Mm-mm. We don't have that. And then I made the mom joke of like, Coca-Cola? I've got pitchers full.
The fact that she didn't laugh makes it so much funnier.
No, she was.
She moved on.
On her way to the next cabana.
That's wild, but that's still like, that's
and what I don't understand
life.
Is. A lot of drugs are laced with fentanyl right now.
Exactly. That's what I meant by dangerous.
It's really scary. Anyway, how did we get on this?
Vegas.
Very sorry. Now that we all know where Lala stands.
Wait, so on a brighter note, so you had that wild experience with the girl. Yes,
we had the wild experience with the girl. We had the best day. It's
so you had
fun,
though, in the cabana.
Yes.
With the girls.
Yes. One other dark story.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Vegas. I look across the pool and there is this fine, like he is so hot.
Okay.
Right? Tall, tattoos everywhere. Super hot. The waitress, mm-hmm. the bottle service girl, is in the cabana like taking care of us. She's so cute. So nice. I was like, that dude is fine. She goes, the guy across the pool. I said, yes. Who is that? And she said, he beat the shit out of my friend. And I was like, and we're done. Like,
no.
So this is what I have to look forward to. Women asking me for cocaine and men, hot men across the pool that are like, why are you not in jail? Why are you at Tao Beach Club?
Right. Also, good for you, bottle service girl. Tell all of the women that. Hopefully he doesn't get another woman for the rest of his life. Tell them all.
Yeah. And after that, I was like, ugh. You are ugly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time, and the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Okay, so two dark things happened in Vegas.
But
what about the brighter things?
The brighter things? The brighter things are very bright. Okay.
Okay.
We go to Lisa's event, right?
Yeah.
We're feeling cute. We're feeling fabulous. Ariana got this like so cute Alice and Olivia look, right?
Oh, cute.
When Ariana gets drunk, mm-hmm. there is no one more fun. Nobody who's more of a vibe.
Okay.
I don't know. Kate.
I was going to say, what about Tequila Katie? Each other.
But I look over because we find a spot in the back corner of mm-hmm. the restaurant and we literally sit down at 8:30 and we don't leave until 11:30. Okay. We didn't move.
But that's the move.
But that's my vibe.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to work the room.
No.
You can come to me.
Yeah.
So that was us. I look over at Ariana.
Oh, no. What?
She has a drink in hand, right? Being fabulous as ever. And her skirt is like hiked over her underwear.
Oh, no.
And she knows. She fucking knows.
Wait, her underwear is hiked over her skirt.
No.
Wait,
like
what?
Her skirt is hiked so far up that her underwear is just out. And she knows because she's like, oh my God, it keeps doing this. I'm like sick of fixing it. And I'm like, she's so cool.
That's just like carefree.
Like, I don't. And she was getting in that zone of like where her eyes kind of close a little bit. And she uses her hands a lot. And she's like, no, no. Fuck that. Fuck that. And then telling me, Brad Pitt is single. And I'm like, oh, Brad Pitt. That's who you need. He's looking for love. That's who you need to be with. I'm like,
oh my God.
He's really accessible. I think that. Super accessible.
You want to slide in anyone's DMs, Brad Pitt.
Oh, don't maybe worry. I looked. I was like, I don't think he has an Instagram. And her friend's like, maybe he has a Finsta. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Maybe he has a Finsta.
So I learned that that's a fake Instagram.
Well, Kim Kardashian just brought it up on episode 2 of The Kardashians, which aired last week or something.
Yeah?
She had a Finsta. And then she was like, and then I was over it. And then I realized Finstas weren't cool or said something
and to
that
And
then
I highly
effect.
Doubt that. You're still Finstaing your ass off.
Okay, so you had a great time with the girls. You went home alone.
I went home. Well, no, we like went out and about.
Yeah.
Went to like a little lounge at the Cosmo. It was
but
just
that
like
night,
girl
there was
time.
No exciting.
No. I like,
good
we
for
stayed
you.
Out until almost 4 in the morning, and I was like, this is when Lala turns into dead fish.
I've heard that there's like a different, they like pump the casinos with oxygen so you don't get tired as tired quickly. That might be completely false, but
you know
what
though, no, I did feel like when we were heading back to our hotel, mm-hmm. Ariana was like, I could get another drink somewhere. I was like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
Like I need to wash my face off. Like I'm right. sick of this outfit. I want my sweats on. I need to be back in my natural habitat.
But I want to give you a round of applause for staying out until 4.
Oh, no. I literally was, like, hanging with the best of them.
That's so fun. So amazing. Another question I have is I saw a couple things that was, like, things online that were, like, Lala and Katie perusing or something to the effect of, like, Lala and Katie are, like, perusing for men together or something.
Oh, we
Explain
were on the prowl.
Me. Where did they get that from? Did you, like,
make Because I said it.
Stop. Where?
Yes. Katie is my sister wife.
Oh, my God. So you got – that's funny. On the prowl, that's what it was.
On the prowl, honey.
Okay. Okay.
We were looking for it.
That's great. Because you know, I looked at that and I was like, where would they get that from? Well, from Lala herself.
The open book. The open book. Me. Sometimes I say things and then I walk away, which I did during press.
Yeah.
For Vanderpump.
Okay. That's Paris. What it was.
I always walk away and then I call my publicist and I'm like, why can't I shut the fuck up?
Well, did you regret saying that or no?
No, but let's talk about this real quick because okay. I'm on the carpet doing press, whatever. If you listen to my podcast, if you follow me on Gram, whatever, I've stopped talking about certain things. Why? Because I'm bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. That is not my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I make a living off of being an open book. So when I do press and people ask me questions, I just answer. I haven't conquered the like, next question, please.
Yeah.
Like I feel rude.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm a reality TV personality. It's not like I'm Angelina Jolie where I'm like, that's a stupid question asked me about the movie that I'm about to win an Oscar for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. I feel rude. If you are a reporter and you're listening to my podcast, stop asking me about certain things. Okay. Because I'm going to I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm yeah. bored. The horse is like bleeding, dead. Let it rest in peace. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored with it.
It's old news.
You know?
It's old. It's dated.
It's so dated.
Yeah. Ask don't about the ask more exciting me. Things happening.
I have so much exciting shit happening mm-hmm. in my world. No, I'm not getting laid right now, but that's also like boring, you know? Like yeah. there's going to be a day where that's like all I'm doing
yes.
and we can talk about it. Until then, ask me about my kid. Mm. Ask me about my life as like, I don't know, a national best-selling author
mm-hmm.
during a pandemic.
Yeah.
My tour. My podcast.
All the things.
You can ask me about so many things because I have so much shit going on. Don't ask me about something that's boring.
Ask her about her friends, her castmates, the Vanderpump totally. Rules crew.
Totally.
Yeah.
So there's that. Had a great time in Vegas. Yesterday was Summer Moon's birthday party. Oh. Well, no. Over the weekend was Summer Moon's birthday party.
Okay.
It was fantastic and beautiful. Brock is teaching Ocean how to put her head underwater. He was like blowing bubbles. It's so cute.
Did she do it?
She did it. I have to post the video.
She put her head underwater. Okay, wait. So
she put like her little mouth like this. Because Summer Moon goes fully underwater.
She does.
Oh, totally.
Well, does she do that? Have you ever seen the swimming instructors with babies?
Yes.
Where they like throw them. It terrifies me.
Yes. But Summer Moon can do it.
Does she, is it from an instructor or no? She just,
her dad.
Oh my God.
So Brock had Ocean in the pool yesterday. And mm-hmm. obviously I took a video. I'll definitely post that video. And I just like, I think it's so cute because I feel like we're all going to be friends forever. And mm-hmm. I want when Ocean's older to see, like I have pictures of me with my friend's dads. Like when we're little kids, like the two of us.
Yeah.
Me and my best friend with their dad.
Yeah.
And it just shows like, whoa, we go back real far.
Yes.
I just want those moments.
That's really sweet. And it was, so it's Ocean's birthday and then shortly after Cruise and then shortly after Summer.
Yeah. And then Summer, before Ocean yeah. is Hartford.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really sweet.
And can I tell you, I roll out of the party and there was the guy.
The same one.
The paparazzi guy.
Oh my God.
So I rolled up on him
mm-hmm.
and he sees me coming. He's like, what's up, Lala? Like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
I was like, I want to say that I'm so sorry. I had nothing to do with you that day. Like, I was just in a funk. He was like, you want to know what's so crazy? Is I talked to my partner and I was like, something had to have happened that day because Lala was not the Lala that we know.
Aww.
He was like, you're always so cool and so friendly. And I was like, I have been thinking about it since it happened.
How great is it that you got that chance to say apologize?
I know. I've been sitting on it. I'm like, I hope that I see him again because that is not me. And I told him, he was like, I know we can be annoying. And I'm like, you're not annoying. Without you guys, like, I don't have relevance. And he was like, well, that's not true. And I said, it is. Like, I appreciate what you guys do and you never annoy me. But that day, it had nothing to do with you. I was just on some other shit. He was like, well, I'm going to tell my business partner that's not business partner, but he said my partner. I think that they like do a duo with photographs.
Okay.
It's like, I'm going to tell him that what we suspected is true and you don't have to tell me what you were going through. I was like, thank you. Have the best day.
Now that is the bright note we needed.
after the
Vegas dark experiences. That's great.
Does my Vegas trip sound dark?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, how long was I there? Was that 48
three,
hours?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say 3 days, but you weren't. It was 3 days total. So, yeah, you were there for like 48 hours.
It was quick.
Yeah.
So out of those hours, there were tiny little moments of like, y'all are crazy.
And look, it's Vegas. It could have gotten a lot darker. So
it could have.
Yeah. Good for you.
I also met a guy in Vegas who told me that his dad is like a big wig. Big wig.
Ooh, big wig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm using like really old school terms.
Wait, but why was he like the kind of guy who
not
was
at
like,
all not okay. douchey. He's like, his dad is actually a bigwig there, and okay. he was like, yeah, my dad has really incredible clients that come in. Sometimes they want hookers. And I was like, how? He was like, you can find them everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, are there any here right now? So we walked around this bar.
No.
And he was like, that for sure. I was like, but she looks so nice. And he was like, doesn't matter. Everyone has the type. What? Everyone has the type of hooker. Hold on. Give me the
are they sitting alone? Are they like,
yeah, there were some that were sitting alone. There were some that I was like there was this tall, lurpy white guy with like glasses. Yeah. And he was with someone who was like, had piercings all over her face, like really tight, skimpy clothing.
And she was.
And I was like, this one, you don't even need to tell me. Like,
but isn't it legal in Vegas or no?
To be a hooker?
I think so.
I don't know.
I might be wrong. I always thought, because I remember being like 19 and walking down the street with like my, in Vegas with my group of guy friends. And people were handing them cards of women. Like, and it was like not some shady back alley. This was like the main strip.
Then maybe. Because I know in Vegas you can totally pay for like blowjobs and lap yeah. dances in a strip club, right?
They never hired the women, by the way. But they got the cards.
Well, yeah, they just yeah. throw them at anybody.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which, by the way, can I tell you, Vegas, my favorite thing about Vegas is not the going out part. It's being in a fabulous hotel room with a fabulous bathroom and room service.
And the beautiful view. Did you get a good view?
I got an okay view.
Okay view. Okay. Have you ever gone on the circular, I want to call it a Ferris wheel, but it's not because you're like in an enclosed.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Mm. But you like the being, well, of course, that's very you being able to like.
And I keep thinking like you need to go out and about and like be a human. And I did go out and about and I loved it. It was great. But I now see like I just enjoy, I'm a homebody.
Yeah, you like what you like.
Yeah.
Don't fight it. You're 31. I'm 30.
By the way, the guy texted me.
What guy?
The guy who was
the DM guy?
No, the other guy, remember?
You got, okay,
there's a throwback guy.
The throwback guy that was very quick to say, come over at like 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
Right, or let me come over.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did he say?
He said, hey, and I don't save numbers. I text and delete. And if you never hit me up again, like I have no way of contacting you and we just will never speak again.
Okay.
And so I was like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, what's up? He was like, just seeing what your plans are for the weekend. I said, I don't have any.
Yeah.
I have a baby. That's my plan. My plan.
Okay.
And then he said that he may have a birthday to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I said, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let me know. But I meant like, let me know if you have free time.
Yeah.
But I think he took it as let me know if we're going to it. Because he was like, oh, my bad. I meant like.
Stop.
I was like, I know. I said that sounds like you'll have fun.
Yes.
Let me know if you're free. Which, by the way, don't let me know if you're free.
Sure, I'm just being polite.
I'm just being nice, you know. I could be like a dude and just be like not engage with you.
Yeah.
He texted back for show and I said nothing back. I was like, all right, okay. Have a great day.
Have a good. Thanks for letting me know you're going to the birthday.
Nothing in here for you. All right. Nothing in here for you. But it's good to know that when I'm good and ready.
Yeah.
You can be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Because he's pretty hot.
Is he?
Yeah.
And maybe he can be the guy, but he was a little too quick on the trigger. Maybe this other DM guy who we don't know, who's a mystery, the TV guy, can be the guy.
Maybe he can be the guy.
Are you able to say if he lives around here?
He sometimes lives around here.
Okay. So he travels. We're getting more and more clues, you guys. I'm just going to keep pushing. Maybe you can ask
on the tour in the Q&A. No, I don't want anyone to know. But Katie and I were talking to one of our producers at Vanderpump.
Yeah.
And Katie was like, well, Lala slid into someone's DM, blah, 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 and goes off and says how we saw him, whatever. And our producer was like, wait, what's his name? And I was like, what the fuck is his name again? So I did Google because I forgot.
Also, you said his name? You don't think they're going to?
No. Producer will not do anything like that.
No, my thing was like, when Vanderpump gets picked up for another season. I was going to say, you don't think they're going to push that in?
No, I think no. Because producer, yeah. Producer man, we won't say which one it was.
Okay.
He was like, that? And he responded and he started blushing. He told me everything about him.
Stop.
Everything about him.
Oh, this is making me really interested.
I was like, well, you know a lot about him.
Okay. I think I have some ideas, not of the person, but of the career.
It's not going anywhere.
Okay.
I already know.
Well, we don't know.
We do. There's certain people with certain jobs that I'm like, you know what? This is a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. And I have to assume more times than not, this job description entails certain things.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I can see that. But in any job, there are always the what's the word I'm looking for? Like the people who don't act like that. My brain is like fried right now, you guys.
An anomaly?
Yeah. Or like it's the, there's a word, whatever. There's exceptions.
An exception to the rule. Yes.
So you never know.
I don't know. I think there's so few and far between that I don't, like, I don't even want to venture into something that. And my cute mom, she's like, and I know, I just don't want you to get your heart broken. Because she's got her eye on someone for me.
She does.
Yeah.
And I know that person.
And yes. And she's like, and I'm like, that's the type of guy that you date and marry, yeah. Mom.
Which is a great thing. Lisa knows the good ones.
She does. She has a great picker. And I'm like, when that time comes, then if he's still available, then maybe we can try something out. Because she's like, that's the guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just don't want to bring him into my world when I'm not there yet.
Exactly. And that's like, obviously.
You date and marry this guy that I'm talking about.
I agree.
So when I told her that I slid into someone else's DM, she was like very concerned. She's like, I don't want you to get your heart broken. I was like, my heart isn't available to get broken.
Yeah.
Like at all.
I'm just having fun. I'm talking. I'm doing. Because that's the thing too. You don't want to like. Yeah, you don't want to get into anything too fast. Or maybe you do. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying things that I think. And like, it might be like it wouldn't be healthy maybe if you got into something that was with someone that's like, oh, this is endgame so soon.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Jessica. Some people do. And it works. You know, you see the people who it's like, they end a relationship and then a couple months later they're remarried and it's like, oh my God, look. This was the true love. So it could happen, but in a lot of cases, I've seen like, uh-oh, red flag, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm not ignoring anything.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I know that we, again, talk about this topic a lot, but this is my life right now. And if you guys can relate, what's the new phone number line?
Well, the new phone number, you guys, we are trying to get it so it's a little something more easy, but...
The new number to call me and share all of your dating advice, where you met your mans, is 424-255-9131. Please call me. Leave a message because this is my life right now, and I'm looking for people to, like, share similar experiences. When we come back, we have such a fun guest. I love this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We just fucking wing it.
Wing it and talk to incredible people.
I know.
Who you're like, oh, we think this person's incredible. And then you
The word of my life is inspiring.
Yeah.
I just want to be fucking inspired.
Is this next guest inspiring to you?
100%. So today, yes, she's incredibly inspiring. Her name's Jenny Gay. Mm-hmm. She is this, to me, someone who knew she wasn't happy in what she was doing and decided to make a change. And for some reason, people who are brave enough to do that, because there's not many, when you sink into comfortability, it's very hard to pull yourself out. And she was like, fuck it. So we're going to hear her story. She is an author of a book called How We Blend, which is a children's book.
Aww.
And she just... goes on to talk about how she walked into toy stores and bookstores and realized the life and relationship she was in was not being represented. And so I want to talk to her about it. How she not only was she brave enough to make a change to change her life up, but she took it upon herself to make a change in other areas. So when we come back, we have Jenny Gay. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening to me talk about being single and not getting dick. It's the mantra. Single, no dick. We'll be right back.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We are back with Jenny Gay. I'm so excited to have you on. How are you, Jenny?
I'm awesome. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. I have to say, I looked you up, I did my research, and you're obviously very inspiring. And, you know, the moves that you've made throughout your little lifetime are really amazing. And I just want you to walk me through, like, where you were when you decided, like, I'm moving from Canada to London at the age of 27, like, how you got to where you are now.
So my move from Canada to London is not as exciting as I would like it to be. but essentially, I was in investor relations. So basically doing, like, communications, IPOs, fundraising for publicly listed companies, super boring. But I was doing quite well at a young age. And it was just basically boredom, to be honest. To get into more detail about it, I was doing IR for gold mining companies at the time. The gold price dropped and it wasn't going to recover anytime soon. So I just thought, you know, if I'm going to have any excitement in my life, you know, maybe now is the time to do that. My best friend and roommate at the time, we just kind of said, like, fuck it, let's go and move to London and just, like, check it out, see if it works, see what drops. And it worked out. And so that, you know, I wish that story was a little bit more exciting. Probably more exciting would be the move from London up north to countryside Cheshire when I met my partner. But yeah, that's the Toronto to London story.
I'm from Utah, and I'm telling you, I moved to LA because it was the biggest city that was the closest to where I was from.
Fair enough.
So yeah. I mean, you may not think it's exciting, but I'm sitting here like, that 27, we're still like, we're young. And I feel like we're placed in these boxes of what we're supposed to do. And no one talks about, you should do things that excite you. You should do things that inspire you. It's more of like, do something that's safe and that you earn a paycheck and you can, you know, buy a home and get married.
My worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare. Like some people holiday, I packed my shit up and I moved. Like
right. So, I mean, you're an entire vibe. And I have to ask this. Before you met your partner, were you dating men? Did you, like, what was your, like, it was cookie cutter.
It was cookie cutter, girl, all of the men.
All of the men.
All of the men. Smorgasbord. No, it was, yeah, I dated men. I didn't really, like, everyone's, you know, story is different in terms of their sexuality, the fluidity, whatnot. I didn't even think about me having any other sexuality other than hetero. For whatever reason, it's just, it wasn't my experience. It wasn't really what I was exposed to. I mean, like, of course, like I went to drag shows, gay clubs, whatever. I just didn't think it was me. I don't know why. And actually there's a lot of women that I meet in their 30s, specifically like our bracket, like 30 to 40 that came out later in life. They call it like late to lesbian that have a similar kind of story where it was like, it wasn't really anything I thought about until something sparked it and I thought about it. And then I was like, okay, maybe that's what's missing. And it was. And then that was it.
And was it your partner? Was it your partner that you have now that sparked it?
No. So like all cards on the table, I think when I moved from Toronto to London and I was away from everyone that I knew, my family, and not that I don't have like a lovely, supportive, open family. It wasn't that at all. It's just for me, I think getting away from like a whole life that I'd lived and starting kind of fresh, I think gave me the confidence to explore myself a little bit more without eyes and judgment. And then it, once I started to explore it a little bit more, I was like, yeah, this is, and so I did date, I dated lots of women and, you know, still a little bit of men. But once I really kind of had that first relationship with a woman, I was like, this is absolutely for me.
I love that. Was it, I mean, there's so many times that I'm hanging out with my best friend and I'm like, God, I so wish that we could just have sex and totally dig it because emotionally I see you.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's such a thing as being an emotional lesbian or a sexual lesbian.
Really? Wait, teach me about this.
So I do think that like there's a lot of women who are emotional lesbians and those are the women who are like obsessive about their friendships with women.
Okay.
And then there's women who it's like, sexually, it's all about women, but emotionally, it's not.
Wow. I love that you just spilled that because I am obsessed with my relationships with women. I surround myself with women. I feel most comfortable with them. I feel most bonded to them.
Yep.
So you're making all of the sense in the world. When did you meet? She's your wife. Correct, you're married.
Yeah, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Ching, ching.
I love ching ching. I love it. Flash the bling. When did the two of you meet?
So we met in 2016 in London. So I was living in London. She was kind of going back and forth because obviously she had her kids in Cheshire as well as in London. And we met on Tinder.
Wow.
Yeah, we swiped.
You swiped.
We swiped for life.
You swiped. And how many dates did you go on before it was like, this is the one, I only want to date her and the goal is marriage with this person?
So I like a notorious, not commitment phobe, but I've never been that girl who was like, I want to get married. I want to like lock it down. I want to have kids. I want to have a family.
Wait, even when you were living in Canada, even when no. You were like in the cookie, you still were like, not, that wasn't you.
No, I was like career focused. Travel, going out, yeah, making money. Like that was kind of always having fun. My focus, I just was never that girl. And when I met her literally the first day or like the first date, I remember we were at this bar in London called Madison Rooftop Bar. And it's right in front of St. Paul's Cathedral. It has like the most amazing view. And you have to take an elevator up to the top floor. And I felt like a school marm because I was in like business attire. And she, these elevator doors opened and this like pint size, like little rock star chick, like gets off the elevator. And I was like, fuck, like this is going to be a problem for me. Like I knew right away it was going to be a problem in a good way. And
right. Yeah,
and we like shut the bar down that night. And I messaged my best friend, Michelle, the next day. And I was like, I think I might be screwed a little bit here.
I just got chills.
Yeah. I was like, I want to see her like again. And she's like, really? Like, that's not like you. I was like, yeah, twice.
That's huge for you. Twice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I met her kids and everything, like it just clicked. Like it was, for me, it was just instantaneously. I knew that, not in like what capacity our relationship was going to kind of take shape, but I knew that I wanted her in my life in some capacity.
So she has two kids.
Yeah.
And was she, did she adopt? Did she have them on her own? Was she with a man?
No. So she was married to a woman and they had the children through IVF.
Okay.
Actually the same doctor that I'm using. I'm in LA right now, currently doing IVF. And we're using the same doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. He's amazing. They're just the most gorgeous children. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that again.
I mean, that had to have been, I don't want to use the word intimidating, but it had to have been intimidating. I mean, you make this big move. You were only dating men. Now you find this woman who you want to see again. She has children. I mean, was it scary that you were going to be a stepmom?
It was completely natural.
It was natural for you.
Natural. Like for me, with her, and I mean, obviously I dated loads of other women before her, but there's just something about her and I that, like, our chemistry, the way that we just work together. And then the second she introduced me to the children and that dynamic got brought in, I was like, we're a unit. Like, and I don't want to be away from the unit.
That is so beautiful. And when I say, is it scary? You know, I so often use words where I've been a stepmom before. And, you know, it's not scary for us being the stepmom, but it is in the sense where you're stepping into a role where there's this very fine line that we have to be aware of, but you love these, you know, kids so much and you want to see them thrive in life, but you always know that there's that boundary. And so I'm always curious with other women and men who become step parents, like how the dynamic is in the home, and to hear that it was just so natural for you is incredible.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm not completely familiar with your situation, but I feel like your stepkids are a little bit older.
Yeah, how old were the kids when you met them?
So the children were 1 and 3. Oh. So I'm all they know in terms of another parent. So for them, they have 3 moms. They have like 3 parents that are all equal for them.
So you're now in this situation where you're a stepmom. And at what point in time, because you broke free from like a pretty, like we said, cookie cutter job, to now you're living your best life.
The best life. And all right, of the good things. Yeah.
All of the good things. I mean, I'm looking at you like you look happy and free, and I want everything that you have right now. You're walking down like aisles in toy stores and you're realizing that you and your family, who so many others are just like you, are not being represented.
Absolutely. In a very obvious way.
And this is a stupid question, and I know the answer, but for a lot of my listeners, what are the obvious ways that you see that your community and many other family units are not represented?
It's not even an LGBTQ plus thing. This is like a blended family. Like anything that steps out of the heteronormative nuclear family dynamic is very underrepresented. Now, there's an argument to say like, oh, well, there's all of these examples, and I could name some of them right now, that aren't, that do have representation of color and representation of LGBTQ and blah, blah, blah. But you got to dig for it.
Right.
It's not mainstream. It's not like you're not going to walk in to a shop in the grocery store and you're going to see a book about divorced parents who are Black and Asian. You're just not right. going to see it. So it's an every family problem for me, because there's, to me, the mainstream is only really giving proper representation for one form of family. And it's just not our experience anymore. Like 50% of, you know, marriages ending in divorce, and the fact that there's stepchildren and step parents and, you know, cousins, step cousins, and lesbian families and gay families, at a trans dynamic, you know, there's all of these incredibly beautiful ways that people can create and have families. And yet we're only truly seeing one representation of that in mainstream.
No, you're absolutely right. And can I tell you the first time I ever noticed this? So I, like I said, I'm from Utah, and my best friend, her aunt was a lesbian, and they were together since the time, like, I met them at the age of 5, and they both used IVF to get pregnant. Each of them had a baby. And I always wondered when I would read certain books or we would read in class how they were going to be represented when their two kids had to go to school like I was going to school.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm grateful that the things that I got to experience and witness when I was a child, you know, as I grew up, there were things that it was just like, oh, I have friends that come from, you know, this dynamic or that dynamic, but not everybody does. And I also think about the kid because, you know, like you said, 50% of marriages don't work out. My child will never know what it's like to have her parents be a couple. Now, is that a blessing that she's so young that she won't know any different? Yes. But also when she goes to school, what is she going to see or read that she's going to feel like she can connect with?
Yep. And you know what the issue as well is that you're not an exception to the rule. Neither am I. Our children are living a reality that is not being reflected in what they're reading and consuming and engaging with every day. Now, how confusing is that to a developing psyche and, you know, emotional, sentient person? If everyone I'm seeing and engaging with doesn't look like what I'm reading or watching on television, it's a very confusing message. So this is why, like, we need more representation of reality.
Well, you decided to take the bull by the balls and do just that.
Yes.
So your very first book, like, you did you say, like, I'm seeing a lack of this in bookstores, toy stores, like, I'm going to be the change and this is what I'm doing? Or how did that idea evolve?
So it started off just wanting to write something for my kids, my stepkids, like something we could read together every night. And it just kind of morphed into a bigger idea in the sense that I was like, we're not the only people. And also, it's not just about my kids' reality. It's also about, so I have the books and stuff in some of the schools in the UK, and I'm doing like a lot of kind of talks across the schools as well, just about difference and diversity. And it's not just about like, oh, this child is adopted and therefore they should have representation in the books that they're reading. It's about the kids who might be gay, not that their parents are gay. It's about they might be gay or they might grow up one day to adopt. And it's like, just understanding that there are multiple ways that you can be a human and that you can live and that you can, multiple ways you can have a family. And so it's not just about creating a reality that is their family, but for them to be able to grow up to know that they can be exactly who they are.
Oh my gosh, everything you're saying is giving me chills. Because you're right. And I also, I love that you put out there because I often think, you know, I'm a grown adult. I can handle certain things. But like you said, for children, that is so confusing to not be able to connect with something for a child's psyche. How many books do you have right now?
So right now it's just the one book, but there's two other books that I would like to publish that are kind of like a series of three. So it's six stories in one book, but then there's two subsequent books I'd like to release that kind of bring in different elements, like the various ways that different religions would celebrate holidays, as well as socioeconomics as well. So the fact that there'll be children in their class who all parents all have, you know, different amounts of money or whatever, and they right. might celebrate summer holidays different. So some might have staycations, some might go to Europe, some might, you know, whatever, and how all of those kind of, you know, intricacies of our lives and the differences that we have, how that all works together.
It's beautiful. And I'm so happy that you're doing it. And I can't believe that it just started with, like, what a sweet story that you just like created these stories for your stepkids and thought there's a much bigger picture here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how old are your stepkids now?
They're 8 and 6.
Oh my gosh. That is so
I know, they're so cute.
Fun. Boys, yeah. Girls, both.
So the oldest is a girl. So her name's Frankie, Francesca, and the youngest, Harrison, he's 6. Yeah. And they're just so great because they're at those ages where they're completely coming into their personalities and the sass and like the, you know, I just love
it. Well, and I've realized that kids come how they are. Like my daughter is 1, and you know, you've been around a 1-year-old before.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jenny, she will look me dead in my eyes at the age of 1 like, I don't need you, mama. I am independent. Yeah. And there is not a thing I can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know nothing. That's how they right. look at you. Like,
I know nothing. And I just know, like, oh, my gosh, this is who she is. And as she gets older, like, her personality is from somewhere else.
Yeah,
I have.
I don't
no
think
control.
It's somewhere else. I think it's we know where she gets me. It from.
It's from me, no, I did this. But like, I'm like, oh my gosh, my poor mom. This is how she felt when I was
well,
like.
Some would call it karma.
That's exactly what it is. So now here you are. You're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Because I know IVF is no joke.
No joke. Yeah. So literally my medications just arrived today.
Okay. The stuff.
Super overwhelming.
The pokey stuff.
Yeah.
How are you with shots?
Fine. So like that stuff doesn't shake me. Like that's, I'll puncture myself. It's fine. I'm more concerned about what it's going to do to me. So I don't want to be, I'm not an overly emotional person. So like the thought that I could be like sad 1 minute and like super happy and like the next just, you know, scares me. So
then, right. Are you a control freak?
Probably depends on who you talk to.
Who you ask.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone that I've asked who has done IVF, they're like, the fact that I had zero control over how I was feeling and I couldn't change it was like very difficult.
Yeah. So I mean, you hear different varying stories, degrees of how it affects. So some women, you know, it doesn't really affect them all that much. Some women gain weight. Some women like, you know, have mood swings. I'm just going to release it and like see what happens.
Release it into the atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's the only thing you can do.
It and, really like, is.
Go on hikes and just, you know, keep active and whatnot just to like keep your brain clear.
Yeah. And is this the first time that you'll be doing it? The first round of like the shots and all of that?
Yes. Yeah. So I've not done it before. So I'm a little bit scared, but it was really overwhelming because I was just expecting like a little, you know, FedEx box or whatever to arrive and it would be like, oh, here's your needles and your injections and whatever. This thing was a massive box packed with like ice packs and all this kind of stuff. And it was huge. And I have to like put it all in the fridge. And I was like, what? It was so overwhelming. It's like, nobody prepared me for that. Like, that's not what I was expecting. So I'm sure there's going to be loads of stuff like that along the way. So I'm just going to kind of take it as it comes.
Take it as it comes. And I'm just so excited for your journey. I mean,
thank you. Me too.
So how many shots do you have to do before it's like, we're ready?
So I think it depends. So I'm doing like 1 week and then you go in for scans and they kind of check things out just to see how you're progressing.
Okay.
And then from there they can add more meds or keep you on whatever you're on.
They check the levels.
Check the levels, all of that kind of stuff. So it can just, it depends. But usually I think it takes about 2 or 3 weeks. And then like towards the end of the 3rd week, I believe it's, that's when they do the egg retrieval. Then they do they create the embryos with our sperm donor. And yeah.
I'm so excited for you.
I know. It's crazy what they can do. Like, honestly, it's like, it's magic.
I know.
Like, science is magic. It's insane. Like,
I'm so glad you said that science is magic. Because can I tell you, when I sit here and I talk about like how my baby was made and all of the like mumbo jumbo that these like doctors spew at me about science, I'm like, no, this is a miracle, but science is a miracle. So there you go.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's like, it's honestly, it's such a privilege that I get to, you know, experience it and do it. And that's just kind of why I'm not going to stress too much about it. And I'm just going to take it as it comes and, you know, do my best to make it a success. Yeah.
Well, I am so excited for you. I'm so excited that I had you on the podcast. And where can people find you and like share your journey or, you know, join your journey? And where can we get the book?
So you can get the book online at Amazon.
Okay.
So it's called Howie Blend. So literally the little boy's name is Howie and his last name is Blend.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. A little play on words. And
so cute. And
yeah. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, I believe Walmart. In the UK, there's WH Smith. It's global. So I would just type it into your search bar, but certainly on Amazon, you can find it.
Okay.
And then you can also follow at Howie Blend on Instagram and Facebook.
Amazing. Ocean loves books so much. So I will definitely be ordering that book. I appreciate everything that you've shared today. And thank you for being on the Give Them Lala podcast.
Aw, thank you so much for having me, Lala. That was fun.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.